The hashtag MeToo was first launched by a young black woman, Tarana Burke, 10 years ago, picked up by actress Alyssa Milano this week, and is now being used by millions of women to tell their stories and show solidarity with the more than two dozen women who've made charges against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. They're also, in effect, supporting this woman.
And hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen Carlson. So what is the real story? Well, it's my
former Fox News host and former Miss America Gretchen Carlson filed a successful lawsuit against Fox News CEO Roger Ailes, in which she said she was fired for rejecting his advances, including his constant suggestion that they should have sex. It would make them better. He ultimately resigned and died in May. She won a $20 million settlement, but was excoriated on social media. Her new book is Be Fierce, Stop Harassment, and Take Your Power Back. And Gretchen Carlson joins us. Welcome.
Robin, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So I got to start with Harvey Weinstein. When you first heard, what did you think?
I wasn't surprised. I can tell you that as horrific as the revelations were, and my heart goes out to all the women who suffered, I at the same time felt immense optimism that we're finally reaching the tipping point. We're not going to take it anymore once and for all. And it just really showed me that women were starting to be willing to put their names and their faces to this issue. It wasn't just all anonymous reporting. And that is such a huge, huge step in trying to win this battle.
But we had that audio tape come out from a sting that wasn't followed through on. Feels to me like sexual harassment is the wrong phrase. It's not harassment. It's abuse. And it's not sexual. It's violent. Let's listen to a little of the audio. And now to set the scene, there is a model standing in a hallway. And Harvey Weinstein is trying to get her into his hotel room. Let's listen.
If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
Honey, don't have a fight with me in the hall.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
But you're used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on.
Gretchen Carlson, that's violent.
Well, that is so true. I've had, you know, occasions in my life before what I experienced at my most recent employer where I didn't even call those experiences assault until recently. Mm. I think this is something that women think that we can get through. We have an experience. We power through it. We forget about it. We stuff it deep down and we just keep moving on and working harder. And I can't tell you the thousands of women that I heard from when my story came out from every profession where it suddenly became a part of the national dialogue again, and they wanted to tell someone, and they chose to tell me because they knew I got it.
You mentioned things have been anonymous and people have been shamed, but also people have been forced into silence, which is the title of one of your chapters, Mandatory Arbitration. There's a lot of calls now to get rid of this because many of the women who accused Harvey Weinstein were under contract. They were forced into a certain way of dealing with this. Explain mandatory arbitration.
Forced into secrecy is what it's all about. So the way in which our society has chosen to handle sexual harassment cases is one of two ways predominantly. Either settlements, where the woman does not work for that company anymore and the perpetrator in many cases can stay, and then she's gagged from ever speaking about what actually ever happened to her, or by mandatory forced arbitration. These clauses are becoming prevalent in employee contracts. I encourage everyone to look at their contract to see if they have one. I bet you don't know if you even do, but you should. Because what this does is takes away your Seventh Amendment right to an open jury process if you happen to get into a dispute at work. Fact of the matter is, hypothetically, if somebody's sexually harassed and they have this clause, they file a complaint, and guess what? No one ever knows about it. Only 20% of the time does the employee win. The depositions are different than an open jury process, so are witnesses. There are no appeals. We must change the way in which we choose to resolve sexual harassment cases in this country. And that is why I've become so active on Capitol Hill to try and get a bill passed in a bipartisan fashion.
Well, and you've said that after Harvey Weinstein's story became public and many on the right pointed to those on the left for not being quick enough to condemn him. This is nonpartisan.
Well, that's 100% true. When somebody decides to harass you, they don't ask you what political party you belong to before they do it. I am very optimistic, Robin, that I mean, I have been meeting with Republicans on a private level. And I am optimistic that I will get a Republican to co-sponsor this bill. Because, listen, unless I get both sides, it's not going to pass. And then it's going to go up to Donald Trump, and we will see what the president will do with this bill.
Well, let me ask you about that. As you write, historically, Republicans have not been in favor of rescinding these arbitration rules that, again, a woman might get a settlement, but then she's not allowed to talk about it. And one of the problems there is, and then there's no record. We don't even know
right.
how many of these cases there are. Problematic there, but she doesn't get to tell other women about this predator in the workplace because she can't. But you mentioned you're trying to get Republicans behind this, and you just mentioned President Trump. And you were an anchor at Fox News when President Trump was discovered on his own audio tape saying just some of the same things Weinstein said. Weinstein said, "I'm famous, I can do this." Then reality TV star Donald Trump said, "I'm famous, you know, I'm a celebrity, I can do this." And it was Fox News that tamped down criticism of that. It was Fox News and Roger Ailes that could be seen as protecting Donald Trump then. And for decades earlier, for instance, during his false birther claims against President Obama.
I had already had my career ended for me at Fox News when that tape came out. Mm. I had already filed my suit on July 6th. The tape came out, I believe, in October later that year. And what I will say about the tape is that I showed it to my children right away. They're 12 and 14 because I wanted to use it as a teachable moment to show how you don't treat women. Mm. And here's the message that I have said about that tape ever since the day it came out. And that is, I don't care what political policy you agree with or disagree with on immigration or tax reform or anything else. Human decency supersedes any political policy.
But I meant more you were part of a culture for years. Mm. There was reporting starting in 2013 about corporate objectification of women at Fox, NPR's own David Folkenflik, the media critic, who also wrote Murdoch's World, told a media panel there's a camera that they have at Fox, and what they do, I'm told this is absolutely true, they sort of sort the women they have by the degree of attractiveness, and particularly the degree of attractiveness of the legs. People who have gone on as guests talk about how they get all dolled up in the makeup room and they're told the shorter the skirt, the better. And you couple that with a leg cam is what it's called. You were part of that culture.
I know, Robin, and I wish I could talk about my time there, but rest assured, I have always been a supporter of women. Going back for decades, I had great female bosses along the way, as well as men. I have made it a point of my career to reach out to women. So I wish I could comment on that, but I think that what...
You can't.
I think and this is part of what I'm trying to change, but I think it speaks for itself. I will say that I went to Stanford University. I studied at Oxford. I was valedictorian of my high school class. I'll just leave it, you know, at that and let the rest speak for itself.
Well, it'd be interesting to see now, as Megyn Kelly followed you and others have as well, if that culture and that look, if it changes. You want to make so many changes. Can you tick off some of the things you'd like to see happen to create change?
Well, first and foremost, we need men to help us, and I dedicate an entire chapter to men who are already defending women. Look, most men want to have a safe work environment for all women. There's also a chapter on parenting because this starts in the home. Being fierce in life starts when you're bullied in elementary school. It starts when you're sexually assaulted on a college campus. It starts when you're not paid fairly as a woman when you get into the real world, when you don't get a seat in the boardroom, and when you don't get the promotion you deserve. This is a rallying cry, and I think we're in this time right now where women, we feel we have a voice.
Do you think so, though, really? Because,
mm-hmm,
you know,
there
are women, I mean, one of the reasons that women haven't spoken out, they can't in some cases, as you can't now because of these arbitrations, you'll lose your job. You lost mm-hmm. your job.
Right, and that was the gnawing question that really troubled me after my case when I started hearing from these thousands of women across the country is how can I help the single mom working two jobs, trying to raise her kids in the best way she can, and she's being sexually harassed at work? That is why I started the Gift of Courage Fund, where I am financially supporting organizations that are empowering girls and boys. And the offshoot of that I've just announced is the Gretchen Carlson Leadership Initiative, which is a 9-city tour for underprivileged women. where they can come for free and learn about getting lawyers for sexual harassment, learn about domestic violence, and learn how to be civically and politically involved. Because when you become a victim of domestic violence or sexual harassment, you feel like you don't have a voice on that front. But you also feel like you don't have a voice in any other aspect of your life. And all the proceeds, by the way, of my book go back into the fund so that it's a circle. In other words, I keep helping women over and over again and empowering our girls and boys to learn how to respect females so that when they get into the workplace, we don't see this happening over and over again.
That's Gretchen Carlson, a former Fox anchor. Her new book, Be Fierce, Stop Harassment and Take Your Power Back. Gretchen, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.